The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Richard from Granite Falls is. Richard, are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Richard. Were you listening to the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40 by any chance?
I was not, so it's to be even playing ground.
Let's go,
that
Richard.
Makes Steve very happy. And Steve, you got to get out of here now.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Richard has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What is the name of Seattle's famous public market?
Pike Place.
Yes. What auto manufacturer makes the Prius?
Toyota.
Correct. What insects protect peonies from pests?
Pass.
How many times has Scarlett Johansson been married?
4.
No.
3.
Yes. What is measured with the Richter scale?
Earthquakes.
Correct. What is the name of the rabbit in Bambi?
Thumper.
Yes. In what decade was the Orange Julius developed?
The 60s.
No.
70s.
No.
90s.
No. An oncologist specializes in the treatment of which disease?
Oncologist. Pass.
How many times have the Mariners reached the playoffs?
A lot. 3.
No.
6.
No.
8.
No. What Central American country is home to the world's longest underwater cave?
Peru?
No.
Pass.
Richard, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. We split it right down the middle, my friend.
All right.
Yeah, we'll take it. He's smiling. He had a loss earlier.
I did. It's been a while since I've had a loss. I got to redeem myself.
Are you feeling ready to bounce back?
Showtime.
What is the name of Seattle's famous public market?
Pike Place.
Yes. What auto manufacturer makes the Prius?
Toyota.
Correct. What insects protect peonies from pests?
Mosquitoes?
No.
Peonies from pests. I don't know. What insect? Ants?
Yes. Oh. How many times has Scarlett Johansson been married?
Never.
Not true.
Oh. Twice.
No.
3 times.
Yes. What is measured with the Richter scale?
Earthquakes.
Yeah. What is the name of the rabbit in Bambi?
Thumper.
Correct. In what decade was the Orange Julius developed?
The 70s.
No.
60s?
No.
80s.
No. Damn. An oncologist specializes in the treatment of which disease?
What was that?
An oncologist specializes in the treatment of
cancer.
What yes. How many times have the Mariners reached the playoffs?
Not enough. 6?
No.
9?
No. Heisman, no.
5.
Yes.
Let's
what Central American country is home to the world's longest underwater cave?
Is that Peru?
It is not.
Oh. Brazil?
No.
Chile?
No. I was also saying Central and you were going South America.
Yeah, I can't figure that out. I'll never get those right.
Steve, you did really well though. You got 8 correct and that is a win.
Let's go.
8-5. Sorry, Richard.
Next time, I'm going to keep getting.
That's right.
I'm going to keep getting.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The Orange Julius was developed in the 1920s.
Are you serious?
I am so serious.
I used to be obsessed with getting Orange Julius.
That was
I haven't
like
had
the highlight
it in forever.
Of yeah. Going to the mall.
That was the reward. It was either that or Burger King for my mom if I was willing to go to the mall and go shopping with her. She's like, after we're done, you could get a Whopper at Burger King because there's a Burger King in the mall of all yeah. things.
Nice.
Back in those days. It was like its own standalone at the mall. Or Orange Julius.
Aw, when you were a good boy.
Yes.
The Central American country home to the world's longest underwater cave is Mexico. But you did really well, Steve. Congratulations on your victory.
Yeah, I need to buy a map.
That would probably be very helpful in this game. We have a new t-shirt that you can get in the Rock Shop at KISW.com pertaining to this game. It is the I Beat Migs t-shirt, and there is no fact checking. If you beat Migs or not, you can still buy one at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
I am in the middle of what could potentially be a ruined vacation this weekend, trying to go to Lopez Island.
Yeah, how's that going for you?
Not great, but a rockaholic named Jolene wants to offer up some help. So we're going to chat with her after Guns N' Roses.
Because you're trying to get on the ferry.
Oh, yeah.
And it's booked solid.
No chance.